This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review, and I'm talking to Kieran Myers about his new play Touch, which is on at 7 o'clock every evening at Newtown Theatre until the 30th, if you're listening to this in Edinburgh in 2015. So first of all, Kieran, tell me a bit about the play and what it's about.
Sure. So Touch is a little one-woman monologue, a little one-hour monologue about a woman who hurts herself. It's a sort of an issue play. It deals with themes of depression and self-harm, and sort of supports the audience through the exploration of this issue that we need to talk about more, I think.
That sounds a little gloomy. Having seen it, I know that it isn't. There's actually a lot of warmth in it as well. So how did you write about to get that breadth?
Sure, thank you. That's kind of you to say. I think to me, Jackie, the main character, is I think she's a charming character. I think she has a lot to offer, and I think that's sort of the point. I think that's the reason that this sort of issue can be explored in a one-woman play, is that the character has an educational background, and she wants the people she speaks to feel warm and supported and fed, and just the sort of she's a very mothering type character, and in a sense, more than it being about self-harm and depression, it's really about a character. So
Which actually takes us quite nicely into how you've structured it in terms of the kind of form you've chosen. And you're talking about her caring for people. Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit about that.
Okay. So in our publicity material, we're calling it semi-immersive, and the actress has asked me, what the heck does semi-immersive mean? And I've told her, I don't know, I made it up. I don't know. It's a play that sort of leans on the audience in a sense, because the audience has to... Well, the audience is invited to interact with the character and invited to take part in the action on the stage. Not coerced in any way, but because the play asks the audience to take part in it on stage, I've called it semi-immersive. Sometimes I call it participatory. Gosh, don't know what else to say about that.
But that has one particular impact on it, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, thank you. Yes, so it has two endings, depending on how the audience reacts. The participatory elements are sort of designed to warm up the audience towards a larger action, and to, not giving too much away, at the end of the play, someone is invited to go walk on stage and give the actress or give the character a hug. And there's a few interactions before that sort of lead up to that, to make that action easier, because it's a big deal to walk on stage, especially if you're not an actor, or if you've got friends in the audience that you know you don't necessarily want them to see you bear yourself in this way. So that's sort of the shape of it, is leads up to that, and then at the end, if no one hugs the character, then she's not supported in the way that she's hopefully supporting the audience, the way she's trying to support the audience, and so her ending is different. And if someone does hug her, somebody does walk on stage and offer that to her, you know, she has another ending. And so one ending is sort of sad, and one ending is sort of uplifting, and both have a sense of hope and potential in them, but one veers off in one direction and one veers off in another direction. We had a really interesting ending actually recently where somebody said, yes, I'll hug you. And they walked down from the third row and, you know, clunked their feet on the steps that are quite noisy and stood right on the edge of the stage and opened up their arms and invited the actress to come to her, which I thought was absolutely great, because it's this sort of participatory element, and then is going back and forth almost like a tennis match just for a moment. And it was a terrific thing, because the actress then had to accept the offer by participating in the audience, which is lovely.
Mm. Yeah, fascinating. Yeah. Now, what? Just flipping back a bit, mm-hmm. Where did the idea come from to write the play in the first place?
I thought of the idea ages ago. There was a little festival in Canada. It happens every year. Part of the festival has a section of plays that are just meant for one actor and one audience. And I thought to myself, how can you possibly have a one-on-one show without participating with that person? You know, I think it'd be at least in terms of what I wanted to explore, I think it would be tedious. It was just one person talking the whole time and doing everything, and the other person sitting there doing nothing. So I was thinking about participation, and I was thinking about building dramatic mystery in an intimate space. And I think I needed to express my own discomforts and challenges and so on, and so I used self-harm as a metaphor to go through the stuff that I was going through. I've never intentionally hurt myself, but just to relieve my own things, I chose this metaphor to represent it. Anyway, it never got sent to that festival in Canada. It just sort of sprung an idea, because I didn't actually end up writing the play until 3 years later. But that was the spark behind it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, these things, they have a moment, don't they?
They do.
They have a moment when it's right to come. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. That's very interesting. So that is Touch at 7 o'clock every evening till the 30th at Newtown Theatre by Kieran Myers. Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you so much.